All right, Free for All Friday. Good to have you here. Love the phone calls, by the way. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. Flying shotgun with me again this Friday is the incomparable and beautiful Ivy. She's with me here today. So 877-310-9966. There she is. I don't think it works so well. Good to see you. They cut our faces off, but that's okay. Good news. 2 hours on TV today. Ivy, unfortunately, has to deliver children to the local school for their education, so she won't be here for the full 2 hours. But I will be on Real America's Voice for those of you that want to check it out. All right, how about we check out Joe Biden? He came out yesterday. He came out of hiding to actually talk about what's going on in college campuses, the anti-Semitism, the weakness in the White House that's created all this. We thought maybe he'd mention it. He talked for 3 minutes, took no questions, and left. Here's a sampling of what went on. Listen.
Referred to as PFAS, P-FAS-. Referred to as PFAS, P-FAS-. Referred to as PFAS, P-FAS-.
All right. So he was talking about PFAS. That's all it is. P-FAS-. P-FAS-. Stop reading the prompter, Joey. Not every word is for you. Okay, there. Sorry, Ivy. Joe Biden's an idiot.
It's really comical and really sad all at the same time.
And frightening. Really damn frightening. He's got the nuclear football. No big deal.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Virginia. It's for lovers, you know. We find Jesse there today. Jesse, how are you? Going once, Jesse. Jesse. Nope. All right, how about Daryl in Michigan? Daryl, how are you today?
Good morning, sir.
My name is
Daryl Raymond from Gladwin, Michigan. I am a retired veteran, first-time caller. I'd like to make a comment on the current situation of our country. I think that I think America's dead. I think it's much like Rome. It's just an idea in my head, your head, and everyone else's head. I feel like our government has gotten too big to the point where it is unregulatable.
You know, Daryl, thank you for the call, really, because I wrote about this in a monologue not that long ago. What if everything you see isn't real? What if everything you believe about America isn't there and never really was? They taught you about America when you were in elementary school, middle school, and so on. What if it wasn't there? Because in 1965, they changed the immigration laws in America, and a big change began to happen. Instead of bringing in the majority of our immigrants from Europe and that part of the world, we started bringing in immigrants from all over the world, third world countries, countries that didn't care to immigrate. They weren't Italians. They weren't Irish. They were just whoever they were. And it's progressively changed America. Maybe the people that run this country give the illusion of we get to vote, but it doesn't really happen. Am I out to lunch, Ivy? Or maybe the America that we've always imagined wasn't really here. Maybe Daryl's exactly right.
I don't know if I agree with that particularly, but I will say that America does have a corrupt government. And I think that corruption comes from the administrative state. Because we have no say, there is no representation there for American citizens. But if you think back and what you just said about immigration, when you started hearing terms like multiculturalism, remember that? Mm-hmm. It started with this multiculturalism in companies and businesses, and then it kind of became now what we are hearing is being tolerant about everything.
Got to tolerate everything. And if you don't tolerate everything, then you're a bigot. You're a white supremacist. Right. You're all of these. Anyhow. It permeated everything and has, I don't know, maybe poisoned the well. I think Daryl's not wrong. The question is, can we turn it around? Let's go to North Carolina. Bobby's on the line. This is Free for All Friday. Bobby, how are you?
Good morning, brother. Double portion Friday to you and your lovely bride, Miss Ivy.
Thank you.
I wanted to throw a curveball at you, just let you know, where do you get your bumper music? It's absolutely wonderful. It's such a joy in the morning to wake up to you and Ivy. Y'all are part of my day, and I appreciate you being there. I want to throw some encouragement. Hey, proclaim the truth. Truth is wisdom, brother. Thank you, Steve.
Bobby, thank you very much. We need more people like Bobby in the world that get us all fired up. By the way, the bumper music, shout out to Nathan. He puts that together for us, does Nathan there. He's one of the producers, engineers of the program. He drives the train to the engineers. So good stuff here today and some positives. See, and I'll go back to Daryl from Michigan there. I don't know if it's lost or not. I don't know where we are, but I'm not going to quit fighting for this country. Every day that I've got breath in my lungs, I'm going to fight for this country. Ivy knows how wrapped up I get in this stuff. I get wrapped up in this stuff every day. It is so personal to me to save this country that I fight for it every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And mine too. I mean, I love America. I love being an American citizen. It's a beautiful country and it has a great history. And we do have to fight for it. And that I'll go back to it. You have to be involved.
Got to be
involved.
But
yes, it's. Yeah. And thank you, Bobby, by the way, for all those shout outs. And we do have to stay positive and we have to have faith.
All right. Jeff is on the line in Michigan. Jeff, how are you this fine day? One of our neighbors somewhere here
good
in the
morning.
Great state of Michigan.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I am really concerned about these three-letter entities called the FBI, DOJ, and CIA. Now, yeah. I know for a fact, and I've done enough investigating on my own to realize that the CIA was in charge of taking Kennedy out. And you think they're going to even stop? Or you think they're going to cross that border again and
People wonder. The point that you're making, Jeff, is are they wanting to take Trump out? At this point, can you put anything past any of them? I mean, look, they've tried everything. They've thrown everything at him. Impeachment, not once but twice, bogus charges. What is it, 81, 91, 101 felonies? Go ahead.
If they was to do something like that, what do you think is going to happen to our nation? What do you think the citizens, the conservatives, the cold-blooded, red-blooded Americans are going to do about that?
Well, I
think we'll be looking at a civil war.
Well, Jeff, that's why that new movie is out, Civil War. There's a lot of people that feel like we're on the, you know, we're tap dancing down a razor blade here. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate you checking in. I hope we don't go to civil war. I have a beautiful wife and children. I'd like that not to happen, but this country has a lot of problems right now, that's for sure. Ivy, I'll give you 20 seconds late. Weigh in on that. We'll get one more call in.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying earlier, which is FBI, DOJ, CIA, you know, corrupt administrative, you know.
The administrative state, yeah. I mean, it's just
exactly, state, yeah. Thank you. And it's just, if you read back in history on the things that the FBI and CIA have done, they get involved when sometimes you feel like you shouldn't be involved in other countries and other things. But
we meddle places we shouldn't belong, mostly in the lives of American citizens. That's where they meddle, that they should have no place. Anyhow, let's get to Jane in Delaware before we call it a segment here. Jane, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Good morning, Steve, Ivy. You there?
Yep, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Morning.
All right. I just think that, good morning, Ivy. I just think that we ought to give a little more kudos to some of the students in this country as what they did in North Carolina.
Well, you're right about that. The frat boys that protected the flag.
North Carolina, those kids came out in droves and took down that nasty flag and put up the good old glory.
You know, and following suit as a result of that lead by the kids in North Carolina, they've done the same in Alabama and Mississippi as well, standing up for the American flag. Jane, thank you.
Gives me hope.
Great. It gives me hope, too. Ivy, thank you for being here. I know you've got to run off, take care of the kids. We've got a whole bunch of callers left. We're on for 2 hours of TV today, so that's good news. So Free for All Friday will continue. We're also going to check in with Tom Coulson and the price of gold after this.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help.
the Michigan Chamber, on the job for you to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.